city attorney is supposed to get through, you know, we can't have any for a while.
He said that, he said he doesn't. He says he doesn't give a fig for the simplicity that's before complexity, but the simplicity that comes after complexity, that's very, that's, I forgot exactly his, how he expressed it, but he said that, that's, you know, worth everything. Many, you know, the sugya is that way. You know, you learn the sugya the first time, it's very simple, but that simplicity just comes from the fact that you haven't wrestled with the complexity. But you have to get involved with all the difficulty of the sugya and all the, but then, hopefully, sometimes, after you wrestle out the complexity, you can break through to something more simple. So I was thinking yesterday after Shira some more about the sugya, about being played the hektish on a shtar, and I think I think I have a bigger simplicity in it now than before. So I want to just talk through it. I think now I it's more simple than me now. So, but it's a simplicity that comes after all of this wrestling. So I want to just walk through it again, the way I understand it now. So what do we have in the Gemara? The Gemara says that halacha, that you cannot be paid the hektish and ma'aseh sheni and the shtar. You can only be paid it on kesef. And the Gemara calls a pasuk v'nosan ha'kesef v'kamla. So a priori, there's two ways that we could understand this Gemara. And there's two ways we can understand what drasha exactly is it that the Gemara is referencing when it says v'nosu na'kesef v'kamla. Because there's really two halachas. First of all, there's a halacha that the Gemara says, Tosfos brought it in that base, that you can't be paid the hekdesh on kakos. That's going to be the Gemara b'mitzia. So why not? You can be paid on shavu kesef. Well, it says v'nosu na'kesef, you know, you can be paid on shavu kesef too. So why can't you be paid on kakos? Says Tosfos. Apparently there's a klal about the klal. Just like we find elsewhere, with Binyan Aben, another halacha is that there's a klal about the klal, that you have to have a dom and metaltel v'guf in a moment. So here also, apparently, there's a klal about the klal, that you need, when it says v'nosu na'kesef v'komla, there's a klal about the klal in the summer. Tosfos b'mitzia, I think, suggests what the klal about the klal might be. But upon him, there must be over here a klal about the klal, that we're mimayit, they can only be paid the hektish, the cheftza on which you paid the hektish has to be a dover and metaltel v'guf in a moment. Mimayit, it's mimayit karkois. And likewise, it's mimayit ashtachayv. It's like by pidyon haben. The Gemara says you can't do pidyon haben with the shtachayv. Whatever the Gemara says, Yotsu, whenever the Gemara has this cloud about the cloud, the Gemara says, Yotsu karkoi she'ein metaltalim, v'yotsu shtori she'ein gufan moment. So here also, since we see that the Gemara is memayit karkoi, Zvaistos is a cloud about the cloud. And that cloud about the cloud is memayit, that the cheftz on which you pay the has to be dover metaltalim the gufan moment. Not karkoi on the one hand, and not shtori, meaning not a shtachayv. Shtachayv is a shavu kesef, but it's not gufei mamon. So you can't be paid on a shtachayv. That's one way to understand this gemara. That's a Tosfos daf beis on this gemara. Tosfos daf beis, when he says this klal upat to klal, when he posits that there must be over here a klal upat to klal, he sends you to our gemara. He says that's the pshat in the gemara over here in daf. But when it says nosan kesef akomloi, the gemara means that there's a klal upat to klal. They can only be paid on a davar metaltel v'gufei mamon. Therefore, not on a shtar. That's the Maaseh Rashi also apparently understood the Gemara. Because Rashi says that the shtaros that we're talking about here is a shtar chayv. So what's a shtar chayv? It means a shtar chayv is shove kesef. But it's not gufei mamon. So you want to be played on the shtar chayv. And that's the halacha. You can't be played on a shtar chayv. But there's another possibility, pshat in the Gemara. Because there's another drasha of a nosan ha'kesef v'kamla. The Gemara da Chavtes says the following halacha. The Gemara brings a braisa. top line of Chavtes. Moshchei b'mone, v'lei hispik lifdoisei ad she'omad b'masayim. Somebody's being paid the hektish from the gizmo. So he was meshech the hektish. Let's say it's a cow or something. He was, or whatever, donkey, it doesn't matter what it is. He was meshech it when it was worth a money. But he did not give the kesef to the gizmo, so he wasn't yet paid it. By the time he was paid it, it was already worth a masayim. So the halacha is, even though if it would be chulin, how much would he owe? I want to buy a cow. Stam of chulin. So I meshich the cow, it's worth a mana. Now today it's worth a masayim. How much do I owe for the cow? A mana, because mashiach is cutting. By hektish is not the way. By hektish, you have to give masayim. By time of the nosan akesef akomle. The pasuk says the nosan akesef akomle, it's because that's a kosuf, that Hektish is not nikne b'mashicha, it's only nikne b'kesef. Then what if it's the other way around? Moshchei b'masayim. Well, his pick lifdois had she'omad b'mona. What if it's the other way around? So when he was moshchei, it was worth masayim, but now the lemaisa, that's not really kaina. You need to nosan kesef. By the time he wants to be kaina, it's only worth a mona. He still has to pay a masayim, because lo'yei koyached yedchomer mihektish. This is that's a din derabbanan. Hektish can't be more nifsa than it can't be more disadvantaged than a hedit. In the case of a hedit, you would have to pay masayim, so hektish also have to pay masayim. But we want to focus on the first halacha. So it says in this Gemara halacha that to be kaina hektish from the gizbar. Right now here the nidin is not on what you're being paid it. Talking about meshicha, you're being paid it on kesef for sure. Shal here the nidin is on the ma'isa kinyan. The ma'isa is a drosha, but also not kesef for kamloi. That the Maisa Kinyan of Hektish is Kinyan Kesef and not Kinyan Mashiach. Or for that matter, or other Kinyan. It's a different halacha, it's a different drosha. It's not a klal or part of klal. We're not being down over here on what you could be paid in. We're being down over here at the Maisa Kinyan Mina Hektish. The Maisa Kinyan Mina Hektish is with Kesef and not with Mashiach. It's a different drosha. I want to just explain this halacha maybe a little bit, just before we go back. So like this, there's a Tosis in Baba Kama and Samaches in the base. Tosis is the Yom Haskalu. Tosis says that to be paid at Hekdash, you can, let's say I have Hekdash sitting by me, I have something that belongs to, I was Makdash at Lubedek Abayi, it's sitting by me. Taisa says you could be paid the hektish b'ena l'natzva. You don't need a gizmer to be paid the hektish. You have hektish, you can be paid it. He thinks of Gemara Mufresh, Gemara Nivomis, when he's talking about the sugya, that echad b'surim. So Gemara says that a person is nemen and pidyon hektish because b'yodoy liftos. That means you could do it yourself. You don't need anybody else. It's b'yodoy. B'yodoy means something you could do on your own, so you have more nemonos because b'yodoy. So Gemara says, Pidyon Hektish is called Biyodoy. Why is it Biyodoy? What do you mean? You need a gizmer. Apparently not. If I have Hektish sitting with me, I don't have to ask anybody's permission. I can be paid to the Hektish on my own. Nonetheless, it's Mustama Poshut that's only true before it was given over to the gizmer. I have Hektish in my Rishus, so Tais says even if it's in somebody else's Rishus. So I could be paid to the Hektish on my own. But once it was given to the gizmer, now it's sitting Rishus or gizmer, sitting in the Beis HaMikdosh. So I don't think you can just waltz into the Beis HaMikdash and start being paid the things. Once it's Bishus Hektish, once the Gizbar has it, and the Gizbar is the Apotropos and the Hektish, so you presumably, I mean, Stavos Dov Pashto, you can't be paid of the Hektish without first buying it from the Gizbar. So you have to have, there already you need to have, not only, you have to, there you can't just be paid of the Hektish. You first have to buy it from the Rishus of Hektish. And then if you bought it from the Shusha Hektish, and now it's by you, so now you could be paid. You could do both things at the same time, simultaneously. But a kapanim, you have to do a kinyan to be kainit mina, hektish. So that's what it says in this Gemara, that the kinyan has to be kinyan kesef and not kinyan mashicha. Without this gzeres hakosav, I would say, I could do a kinyan mashicha, I'll be mashicha mina hektish. Now it belongs, now the hektish is in my Rishus. Then later on, I could be paid. It says in this Gemara, no, the kinyan itself, is the kinyan itself, but also not kesef for kamla, the kinyan itself has to be with kesef and not with other things. Show you another riot. This is true. That zaloch in the Maisik Kinyan, the Tekdish only, the Maisik Kinyan from Tekdish. That's what it says in this Gemara. Besides the halacha, that you when you're mechalal Tekdish, you have to mechalal it on Dov Metaltel the Gufa Mamun, not on Karkoyes and not on Shitrechayv. There's another halacha that the Maisa Kinyan, when you're kinyan from the Gizbar, the Maisa Kinyan has to be Kinyan Kesef, and when we might Shah Kinyan from the Maisa Kinyan from Hetish. That's what it says here in this Gemara in the Chof Test. So you know the Gemara. The Gemara says in Daf Nunheim and Aleph. Nun Dalin Amit Beis. Towards the bottom. The Dalai Lama Beis, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So it says like this, Toshma, Moshe Chemenu Maisa Besela. Somebody was, he's selling Maisa Sheni. So he was Moshe the Maisa Sheni, and it was worth a seller. Was he? Shimon was Moshe Maisa Sheni for moving, and it was worth a seller. V'le Yisbik Livdoisoi, Ad Shomer B'Shtayim. But Shimon didn't give Reuben any money, and now it's worth two sela. Noisin sela. So Shimon only gives Reuven a sela. Umistaka b'sela, and therefore he's the sela that went up belongs to Shimon. Maisa sheni shaloi. So the Gemara says many. Who's this going like? Ilay Mirab Meir, who holds a Maisa sheni's mamon govaya. So my mistaka b'sela. Why is he? Why does he only pay a seller and the extra seller he keeps? V'nosan akesef v'kamli omer echmon. There's a din of nosan akesef v'kamli. El alav Rabbi Yehuda must be going with Rabbi Yehuda. The Maaseh Sheni's mom and head. So it says in that Gemara, two people are one person selling Maaseh Sheni to the other, and they made a kinyan mishicha, but they didn't yet do a kinyan kesef and it went up in value. So how much does he owe? Does he pay the lower price or the higher price? The most it depends if Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya or Mamon Hedya. Now, if we only had the halacha in the Chalos HaPidyon, that we can only be mechalal on Kesef, and the Dovra Metalta of Ufa Mamon, so what difference does it make if Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya or Mamon Hedya? Does the same halacha, Chil Maaseh Sheni, the Torah says beferish, Maaseh Sheni, you have to be mechalal. Doesn't make a difference in Mamon Gavoya or Mamon Hedya. The halacha is you have to be mechalal on Kesef, can't be Mechal on Karkois. I don't think the Mando my Maaseh Sheni is Mom and Hedyot doesn't mean you can Mechal on Karkois. Pidyon has to, Chil has to be done on a Dover Metalta of Ufa Mom, less than the Poland. But there, the need in the Gemara there is not in the Pidyon. The need is in the Kinyon, because Shimon is buying the Maaseh Sheni from Reuben. Who does the Maaseh Sheni? The need is how much money does Shimon owe to Reuben? Because Shimon is, but Maaseh Sheni. Shimon is buying the Maaseh Sheni from Reuven. So the Gemara says, if Maaseh Sheni is mom and head yet, so it's a regular kinyan like any other kinyan. Kinyan is b'mishicha, kinyan metalton is b'mishicha. It doesn't have that loch of an osan a kesef of kam, like that opinion. I'm just selling you my Maaseh Sheni. It's my Maaseh Sheni, I'm selling it to you, you'll eat it Yerushalayim. If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hegid, that's the Nafkamina. If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hegid, Mamon Gavoya. If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hegid, I could give it to you, you'll eat it Yerushalayim. Now you're the pilot. If it's Mamon Gavoya, then I can't do it, it doesn't belong to me, I can't just give it to you. I have to be Mechalot, I can Mechalot Derech Mecher, but I can be, you have to be Mechalot when you sell it. So Akoponim, if Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Hegid, then I could sell it to you with Meshicha like anything else. If Maaseh Sheni is Mamon Gavoya, then I can't, and in order for me to sell it to you, I have to sell it to you with Kenyan Kesa, that has to go through with, then the Maisa Kenyan over here has to be a Maisa Kenyan of Kesef and not Shah Kenyan. L'chor, this is a separate halacha from the halacha that Taisus is talking about in that place. The halacha of that the chil has to be an adavar metaltul for a moment. Here, these are gemaras that are not talking about that you have to make chal on kesef. These are gemaras that are talking about what's the ma'aseh kinyan when you're buying it from the gizbar. In order to make chal, you have to be kind of from the gizbar. Or you want to be kind of the ma'aseh sheni. Your shimon wants to be kind of the ma'aseh sheni from Reuben. And the gemara says that there's a posuk v'nosan hakesef and tomloi that the kinyan of hekdesh is kinyan kesef and not kinyan mashiach, or in general not shak kinyan. Then that already allows us to consider a different shot in Agama. That maybe when the Gemara talks about, quotes the pasuk of Anosan Hakesef Kamloi, and says that therefore Ma'aseh Sheni and Hekdesh are Hathi Mechalal, you can only Mechalal with Kesef and not with the Shtar, maybe Agama is talking about the Ma'aseh Kinyan Shabbat. How do you buy a Hekdesh from the Gizmah? Or how do you or Ma'aseh Sheni Lamanda Amr? There's a Mamon Gavoya. How does Shimon buy the Ma'aseh Sheni from Reuben with Kesef and not with the Shtar Kinyan? Because just like we might Meshicha, because it says Menos Nekesef Atamloi, so we might Shtar Kinyan too. We might all other Kinyanim. The Torah says that the only Kinyan for Ekvish is Kinyan Kesef. I think that's the Shita Sarashman the Sugi. That the Gemara here is being done not on the Shtar Chayiv. That I want to be paid on a shtar chayv. The Gemara is being done on a shtar kinyan. That he wrote into the shtar hekdesh zeh podi, and the gizbar gives the shtar to the paydeh, or the paydeh gives the shtar to the gizbar, whichever way it goes. And it's a shtar kinyan. And with that, it should be yotzim mishus gizbar. We're not being done on the kesef on which he's being paid. We're being done on the ma'aseh kinyan. Says the Gemara, the ma'aseh kinyan for hekdesh is kinyan kesef and not kinyan shtar. Because it says Venosan Kesef Akamla. They don't mean the Venosan Kesef Akamla, the cloud about the cloud. They mean Venosan Kesef Akamla, the drush of the Gemara Daf Chavtes. That's Memayit Meshicha, that you can only be Kainim in Agizbar with Kesef, but you can't be Kainim in Agizbar with Meshicha. And if that's the case, then it comes out that the Machaikas Rashi and the Rashba over here is in what drush is the Gemara referring to? Both drushes are Emes. There's, first of all, there is a drusha that you can't be paid in karkos. That's the drasha that you have to be paid on a dover metalta v'gufa moment. The Gemara moment see it. Rashi learns that that's what the Gemara here is referring to. You have to be paid on kesef. You can't be paid on shava kesef, but only such shava kesef that's a dover metalta v'gufa moment. Not on karka, and not on a shtachayv. Even though it's shava kesef, shtachayv is shava kesef, but it's not gufa moment. That's what the Gemara is referring to. It's referring to the Gemara. This Gemara is referring to Nasan Kesef Akamli, the Gemara of Amitzia, that there's a cloud of Pat the cloud. Can't be played on Karkaris. And the Shita's Harashva is that when the Gemara quotes Nasan Kesef Akamli, it's referring to the Gemara Daf Chavtes, that there's halach in the Maisa Kinyan of Hekdesh, that Hekdesh can be nikne with Kinyan Kesef, it can't be nikne with Shar Kinyan. And therefore, if you want to be played in a Gizbar, first of all, you have to buy it from the Gizbar. Or Ma'aseh Sheni, Madom Ramon Gavoya, you have to buy it out. First you have to buy it. It's Ramon Gavoya. Well, we'll talk about Ma'aseh Sheni in a minute. But Al Kapanah, we'll talk about Hekdesh first, because it's simpler right now. So in order to be paid the Hekdesh min Gizbar, you have to first buy it from the Gizbar. And we have a drush on that Chavtes, V'nosan HaKesef HaKomloi, that from a Gizbar you're kind with Kesef, not with Mashiach. And who adin, from a Gizbar you're kind with Kesef, and not with the Shtar Kinyan. So if you make a shtar kinyan, hekdesh zeh podi, it's that doesn't work. You have to do kinyan kesef. That's the Rashba understood the Gemara. We had pointed it now. We had when we were learning the Rashba, I mentioned that there are Chayim who ask. Skolov seems to grapple, touch on this, and what's the case over here? You wrote a shtar hektish. You gave hektish a shtar hektish zepodi. Is there kesef or there's no kesef? If there's no kesef, then what do you need a gesha? Happy to play without the ketusha being chal on something. What do you need a special gesha kosef? To be played, there has to be chal on something. And if there is kesef, then what do you need the shtar? What is it? Din amira? It's mipim lo mikip solom. You're being played down the kesef. What's going on there? What's the need? So we grapple with this. Told you to observe the Masa Melech says from the Biskrov, it's Pachas B'Shem Puta. I don't know what that's all about. I think the Kasha doesn't start. A lot of this Kesef. But you didn't give the Kesef yet to the Gizbar. You have Kesef on the table. But in order, and to be paid the Hekdesh, if I have Hekdesh sitting in my Rishus, all I have to do is have Kesef on the table. There's Hekdesh in my Rishus. And I'm a Chal, the Hekdesh on the Kesef. But here, the Hekdesh is sitting by the Gizbar. In order for me to be paid to the Hekdesh, I have to be kainit first from the Gizbar. How is that kainit from the Gizbar? Because I gave the Gizbar a shtar, or he gave me a shtar. That said, Hekdesh Zepodli. With that, I want to be kainit from the Gizbar, and then the minute I'm kainit from the Gizbar, it will then be my Rishus, and I'll be paid it on the money. Says the Rashi, no, you can't do that. Because it's Xer Sakosu, but also in a Kesef Akomli, it can only be kainit from with Kinyan Kesef, not with Kinyan Shtar. So you have to give the Gizbar the Kesef, in order that you have a Kinyan Kesef from a Gizbar, and that's how you'll be paid. But Kozman, that it's not Boliad Gizbar, Kozman, you don't give the Kesef to the Gizbar. You just want to be kainit from the Gizbar with a Kinyan Shtar, and then you'll just be played with the money on the table. That's what the Gemara says you can't do. Because we remind that Hekdesh is only Nikne from the Gizbar with Kinyan Kesef. It's not Nikne Mishub Mashicha, it's not Nikne Vishar Kinyan, and therefore it's not Nikne with the Shtar Kinyan that says Hekdesh that Bodil. It's a new clarity over here in the Machlokes Rashi and the Rashi. Now, we also grapple with the question. Tzais raises the question. Tzais asks on the Rashi. According to the Rashi, the film is Shtachayiv. So, by my Sesheni, whom did you write the Shtar Chayv to? If it's your my Sesheni, and you're just being paid your own my Sesheni, so what did you write the Shtar Chayv to yourself? So, Elamai, it's my Sesheni that you're being paid the Derech Mecher. Reuven's my Sesheni, he's selling it to Shimon and being paid it in that way. So, ask the Tzais, how can I make them Rishu B'Shtar? So, what do you have to come out to a special din of Nosin and Kesef Komloi? Metalton, not Nikne B'Shtar. Sorry, Metalton in general, not Nikne B'Shtar. So how could there be a Havim, you know, that you should be able to be, what's the Havim, you know? We need a special pasuk, but also in the Kesef Kamlo, to tell me that if you gave a Shtar that said, Hekdesh Zepodli, Shimon gave Reuven a Shtar, it says, Maiser Sheni Zepodli. And he paid him a Chor, and he paid him a Chor, Maiser Sheni. Of course, it's no good. I don't need special Zepodli, but also in the Kesef Kamlo. Metalton, not Nikne B'Shtar. That's the choice's kash in the Rashba. The choice says that's why Rashi didn't learn like the Rashba. Rav Shimon Shkop asks, he says, why it's any better according to Rashi? According to Rashi, we're talking about a Shtar Chayv. Well, again, to whom is he writing the Shtar Chayv? To whom is he writing the Shtar Chayv? If it's his own Maaseh Sheni, so what is writing a Shtar Chayv to himself? Elamai, Shimon's being plated from Reuven. And he gives him, he's been paid from Reuven, and what does Shimon gives Reuven a Shtar Chayv? Shimon gives Reuven a Shtar Chayv. But with what is he going to be? Does somebody have a kibbutz with the pshimin? Okay.
sure if I'll bring it. He says, look, according to Rashi, let me yichtav sharas chayvos. If my sheshen is mamid bailim, it's like shayach shabalam yichtav l'shtak. Why not? The koiner.
Oh, yeah, he's not assuming that it's derech mecher. He just says, lefi Rashi, he assumes he's been quoted himself. So to whom is yirayim l'shtaras chayvos? So I said the other day, that lefi Rashi, maybe it's not a problem. The case is that he's selling the maisa, he's been quoted derech mecher. So he sold the Maisa Sheni with some other Kenyan Sudr or something. But now the Kaina is giving the Mecher Shtaris Chaibus and wants to be paid to the, you want to be paid to the Maisa Sheni and the Shtaris Chaibus. Let's think this through now in the light of what we've seen so far. Let's think this through again. Never mind of Shimon and Exodus. Let's just think it through from scratch, from fresh, with our own eyes. What's the case, according to Rashi and according to the Rashba of Maisa Sheni? So according to Rashi, we're talking about a shtar chayv. You're being paid on a shtar chayv. So Reb Shimon is right to begin with that the case can't be that it's my Maisa Sheni that I want to be paid on money, because then what kind of shtar chayv is it? I wrote a shtar chayv to myself. So we'll have to assume the case is that I'm buying the Maisa Sheni. Shimon is buying the Maisa Sheni from Reuben, so it's derech mecher. But there has to be opinion also. So Shimon wants to be paid to the Maisa Sheni on a Shtar Chayv. Shimon writes a Shtar Chayv to Reuben on the Dmei HaMekach. Shimon writes a Shtar Chayv to Reuben on the Dmei HaMekach. And we want that there should be, that the pidyon should be chal on that Shtar. I guess Reuben will have to be paid on that Shtar. So why is it? But according to Rashi, why is it impossible? It's possible because of the din of the pidyon. The pidyon is no good because you can only be paid on a dover metalto for a moment. So Rashi, we're putting it right the way Rashi learns the Gemara. The chison over here is mitzad the chefza of the kesef on which I'm being paid. But that's how Rashi. That's Rashi mahalach in the Gemara. It lacks in the pidyon. But how did the kinyan happen? How did Shimon? According to Rashi, again, in the sugi itself, the Rashi learns the sugi is about a shtar kinyan. You can only be kinyan with kesef, you can't be kinyan with the shtar kinyan. According to Rashi, that's not the needing of the sugi. The needing of the sugi is you want to be kinyan. The needing of the sugi is the chalis ha-pidyan. That there has to be dorma metalta for a moment. You can't be mechalal on shove kesef. Unless it's you can't be mechalal on a shtar. You can only be mechalal on a dorma metalta for a moment. So according to Rashi, the case over here by Maisa Sheni is you want to be mechalal the Maisa Sheni on a shtar chayv. So again, if you're mechalal your own Maisa Sheni, what kind of shtar chayv would you have? Must be that there's a mekach over here. Shimon is buying the Maisa Sheni from Reuven, so he writes a shtar chayv to Reuven on the Tmei HaMekach. And we want to be mechalal the Maisa Sheni on the shtar chayv. And you can't do it because that adorah metalto v'guf ha'mamon. But let's consider, okay, fine. But let's think about, first of all, how did the mekach happen? With what kinyan was Shimon Kaine the Maisa Sheni from Reuven? What was the Maisa Kinyan over here? Because in order to do Derech Mecher, there also has to be a Maisa Kinyan. And the Maisa Kinyan is good. The Gemara says the flaw is in the pidyon, because I don't remember how to begin for a moment. But the Maisa Kinyan was fine. But what exactly was the Maisa Kinyan that he did? The Maisa, the Gemara said in Nunhei, Maisa Sheni also, the Ma'adomer Mama Gavaya, the only Maisa Kinyan that we allow is the Maisa Kinyan Kesef. Kinyan Mashiach is no good, presumably Kinyan Sudr is no good. To be Kinyan Maisa Sheni, if it's Mamma Gavaya, you have to do Kinyan Kesef. Well, if that means Kinyan Kesef, means that Shimon gave Reuben money to do a Kinyan Kesef. Well, if Shimon gave Reuben money to do a Kinyan Kesef, then that Kesef would also be the Kesef for the Pidyon. We'll be Padli on that money also. So what's this, what role is the Shtar Chayv playing? Kinyan, and then there's a pidyon. So the case is there was a shtar chayv. The pidyon is being done with the shtar chayv. According to Rashi, the pidyon is being done with the shtar chayv, and that's why it's puzzled, because you can't be paid on the shtar chayv. That's pshat in the Gemara. when the Gemara brings the pasuk, but also in the case of the kamloi, it means the klal or practical klal that you can only be paid on a dover metalta for kufim moment. You can't be paid on a shtar chayv. Okay, but next day, Anan, what kind of kinyan were Reuben and Shimon doing? So up till now, I thought, you know, the other day I said, well, they did a kinyan sudan or a kinyan hagbah. They did some other ma'ase kinyan. So the kinyan is not the problem. The problem is in the chilul. The chilul they want to do on the shtar chayv. The shtar chayv you can't do chilul on. But now we learned the Gemara daf chavtes, Gemara daf nun hey. That you can't do it. Even Rashi agrees. Gemara Mufareshes. Rashi can argue on that. Gemara Mufareshes that you cannot be kainer ma'aser sheni. If it's mama gavaya, you cannot be kainer ma'aser sheni with any other kinyan but kinyan kesef. So the kinyan over here must be kinyan kesef. Well, if the kinyan is kinyan kesef, then that's the pinyan too. What do you need the shtar chayv for? So Chayr will have to say that this Gemara is going that ma'aser sheni is mama hednit. Ma'aser Sheni is Mamad Hedit, then you can do any kinyonim you want. So Reuben sold the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon with a regular kinyon sudder, because it's Mamad Hedit. But now, at the same time that Reuben is selling the Ma'aser Sheni to Shimon, he also wants to be paid to the Ma'aser Sheni. And that's the case. He's going to do a kunz. He's going to be paid to the Ma'aser Sheni and the Shtachayv that was written under his chayv of the Dmei HaMekach. And that's no good, because it's not a Dover Metal to the Gufay Mamad. So that will come to later on. Pashtus L'chor at this point, if they want to do the Kinyan Kesef with the Shtar Chayv, that's no good in the Hilchos Kinyan, because we have a Mir that you have to do. You know, unless we'll say that it's different, that in the Mir and the Kinyan we're not Mamayda Shtar Chayv, only Mamayda Shtar Chayv. I'm going to come to that later, but right now it's premature. Okay, so the few Rashi at least, so we understand the case of Ma'aser Sheni. What about the Rashba? The Rashba learns the Gemara that the nidin of the Gemara discussion is not on being paida on a shtar chayv. Rather, the topic of the Gemara is, can you do a ma'aser kinyan with a shtar that says with a shtar? You wrote up a shtar. The kesef is kesef, real kesef, but the ma'aser kinyan is that you gave a shtar to the gizbar and you said hekdesh lepodli. Or presumably, in this case, Shimon's going to give a shtar to Reuven. And the shtar is going to say, Ma'aser Sheni zeh konli. Ma'aser Sheni zeh podli, I don't know if it's the right word, but Shimon's going to give Reuven a shtar kinyan, in order to be claimed to the Ma'aser Sheni. And it says in the Gemara that it's no good. That's because the Gemara says in the Gemara that it's no good. So first of all, according to the Rashba, is the Gemara going Ma'aser Sheni is Mama Gavaya, Mama Nedi? Mama Gavaya. Because if it's Mama Nedi, then the Kinyan is good. That's the Gemara Daf Nun Hei. And Mama Nedi, you could be kind of Ma'aser Sheni with a Shtar, or with Moshik, or with Shar Kinyonim. So if we're in Ma'aser Shar Kinyonim, we must be going Laman Do'omber, Ma'aser Sheni, Mama Gavaya. So that's why it's together with Hektus. Hektus and Ma'aser Sheni, since it's Mama Gavaya, so you can't be kind of with the Shtar. So that's fine. Okay, fine. So this Gemara that talks about Ma'aser Sheni is L'man Domer Ma'aser Sheni Mamad Gavaya. The opposite of Rashi. According to Rashi, it's Dafka L'man Domer Mamad Hedyot. According to Rashi, it's Dafka Mamad Gavaya. But then we have a Tzosis problem. It's Mashmal Gemara, but the whole problem is that it's Mamad Gavaya, and therefore you can't do Kinyan Shtar, because we're Mamayit Shar Kinyonim, only Kinyan Kesef is good. Ask the Tzosis, and if it will be Mamad Hedyot, if it wouldn't be for that Xeris HaKosov, you can't be kind of Metalton with Shtar anyway. Because Metalton aren't Nikdim Bishtar. So what do you need a special din? And also in the kesef of kamloi, that hektish only nikna the kesef and not b'shtar. Metalton are never nikna b'shtar. I think the kasha now at this point is much much weaker, because even if it's true that metalton are never nikna b'shtar, so they nikna b'mashicha. But now that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamad Gavaya, there's a new Xeris HaKosov that is not Nikna the Meshicha either, it's only Nikna the Kesef. The Xeris HaKosov here, but also the Kesef of Komla, is Xeris HaKosov. It's the Gemara Daf Choftes. It's Xeris HaKosov that Hekdesh is only Nikna the Kesef and not Bashar Kinyonim. And each thing is Kiddi Islay. In the case of Karka, it's Mamayit, you can't be claiming with Chazoka and with Chazoka and with Shtar. In the case of Metalton and Samiyat, you can't be claiming with Meshicha. Rashi and Hayes is Beferish, actually. That Rashi and Dak Nadal and the Beis. But that Gemara, Rashi brings the drasha. The drasha of Anasan Kesef Akamloi tells me that Hektish only nicknib a kesef, and therefore if it's karka, it's not nicknib chazoka b'shtar, and if it's but only the kesef, and it's metaltalin, it's not nicknib b'shicha, but only the kesef. The basic din of Anasan Kesef Akamloi is by metaltalin, by karka. It says all the regular kinyonim that work, the only kinyon that works is kinyon kesef. And that's the Gemara, that's the drasha that our Gemara is referencing. That it says v'nosan akesef akomloi, and therefore kesef has a mile over shtar. That by hektish you can only be kind with kesef and not with the shtar. You can. So the Gemara says lagabe what? Lagabe hektish. Lagabe ma'aser sheni. Now it's true by ma'aser sheni you could anyway never be nikniv shtar because it's metaltalin anyway can't be nikniv shtar. But that could have been nikniv meshicha. And here it says no v'nosan akesef akomloi that it's only nikniv kesef. Now it's the din itself of v'nosan akesef akomloi is applies to metaltalin too. You have to change it a little bit, you know. In what we're excluding shar kinyonim. What are the shar kinyonim? They're different by karkin, by metaltalin. But the basic halacha of anasan akesef akomloi is true across the board, as Rashi says. But they refer to true both by karkin and by metaltalin. And that's the gemara. What our gemara in the pircha is saying: look, kesef has a mile over shtar, because by even though in normal life, shtar is a kinyon, it's kind of b'mokam acher, and kesef is kind of b'mokam acher. So they're all good kinyonim. That's why that's the kal v'chaim over here. It's kind of mokam acher, and I should be kind of kan. But when it comes to hektish, only kesef is kind of, and shtar is not kind of. So that's a mal yusa that kesef has over shtar. Well, that's true. As far as that's 100% true. That there's a digzeres hakosa by hektish, that only kesef is kind of, and not a shtar. And therefore, to buy hektish, you have to use kesef and not shtar kinyon. That's where it says that you can't be paid the hektish shemai shesheni on. You can only be paid a hektish and ma'aser sheni on yotzus shtaris. What's the last one tomorrow? Ikal mifach mal shtar shekin ain paid the hektish and ma'aser sheni. Taimer bekesef she paid the hektish and ma'aser sheni. Well, that's true. You can't be paid a hektish and ma'aser sheni in a shtar or any other kinyan for that matter. You can only be paid a hektish and ma'aser sheni on kesef. So it's just like nitpicking. Even in the case of ma'aser sheni. Even if you couldn't do it with kesef, but it wouldn't be b'shtar, it would be m'shicha. So, like, why are we talking about ma'aser sheni, where shtar is not a player by ma'aser sheni anyway? Okay, fine. That's nitpicking. The basic halacha is that kesef is a mile, and it's kind of hektish and not shar kinyonim. And that happens to be true both by hektish and by ma'aser sheni. So, therefore, kesef has a mal yusa, has a chumrah that shtar doesn't have. That kesef is the only kinyon that works by hektish. And shtar does not, and shtar, together with all other kinyonim, are mismayit by hektish. So it's like b'chanam of the Mishnah says hektish and ma'aser sheni, because that's the emes that hektish and ma'aser sheni share the halacha of anasan akesef v'komloi. In our particular context, where we're comparing kesef to shtar, so maybe ma'aser sheni is sort of on the outside, because ma'aser sheni anyway wouldn't be shtar. If we were comparing kesef and meshicha, we could avoid ma'aser sheni. The point is that kesef has a chumrah that shtar and other kinyanim also don't have. Because kesef is kind of a hektish, in all hektish and ma'aser sheni, if it's mamon gavaya. And shtar, together with all other kinyonim, are not kind of a hektish and ma'aser sheni. That's what the Gemara is saying. Shorthand for that. The longer sentence here is that kesef has a chumrah, she poitnim boi hektish u ma'aser sheni, ma'she'en kein shtar v'shar kinyonim ein poitnim bohem hektish u ma'aser sheni. But we're not talking about shar kinyonim, we're talking about shtar, so the Gemara leaves out the shar kinyonim. The ma'aser sheni, it'll really be more of a shar kinyonim. So we can say, I think the whole Soysa's Kasha now is now reduced in dimension to not really being a problem. Okay, so far so good. So we have here now a Kumahalkin Musliki. Now I want to bring up something else. Rashi said, What's the case of being paid the hektish on a shtar? And if I will stop right here, I think this is like a very big relach. That's what I said. It's much simpler now, the whole sugya. I mean, this simple formulation is cut out all the complications that we set up to now. Because the emes is that both halachas are there. Both halachas are true. There is a halacha of klal apat to klal, that you can only be paid the hektash and lover metata of a gufa moment. You can't be paid the hektash and karkets. I mean, the word doesn't say the word klalu prat klal. It must be, because otherwise, why are we buying karkets? So there must be a klalu prat klal that you can only be paid the hektash and kes and a lover metata of a gufa moment. And therefore, you can't be paid the hektash and karkets, and you can't be. Stands to reason, you can't be paid the hektash and a shtachayv either, because it's not a dover metata of a gufa moment. Then there's another halacha, which is the Gemara Daf Chav Tes, that to be kind of hektish min hagizbar, or the Gemara Daf Medalit, to be kind of ma'aseh sheni l'madom l'isman gavaya, for one person to be kind of ma'aseh sheni from somebody else, even though normally you can metalf in a nikmim b'neshicha, but here there's a special gzeres hakosuf, and kark is nikmim b'shtar, but here there's a special gzeres hakosuf, and also nakesef ekomloi, that the only kinyin that works by hektish, and by ma'aseh sheni l'madom gavaya, is kinyin kesef, and not kinyin shtar. The machaikas Rashi and the Rashba is which one of those two halachas is Agamar referring to? Rashi means that Agamar is referring to the first halacha, the klalipat, Rashi and Tosis also, that Agamar is referring to the klalipat, the klal, that you can only be paid on a dover metal to for a moment, you can't be paid on a shtachayv. And the Rashba learns that Agamar is referring to the other halacha, that the maisik kinyin, to be kainim in a gizbar, but to be kainim maisik sheni l'magamamamagavaya, is only a kinyan kesef and not shar kinyanim. And therefore you can't use a shtar kinyan, hektish epodik. You can't use a shtar kinyan to be kind of maisha sheni to be kind of hektish from the gizbar, or to be kind of maisha sheni from somebody. Truth is, it makes more acute, I don't know what's the answer to this, it makes more acute the question, why didn't Rashi learn like the Rashba? Because if both halachas are true, then it's really sort of up for grabs in the sugya, which way you want to learn the sugya. Well, which one is more daimit to shtar kiddushin? Because Gemara is making a pircha and shtar kiddushin. So, you know, if the Rashba's halacha didn't exist, so the Rashba's halacha doesn't exist. But now it turns out that Rashi agrees that the Rashba's halacha exists. That it's halacha that the maisa kinyan has to be kinyan kesef and not kinyan shtar. So why not learn that? That's pshat in the Gemara.
It's not
dafka
maisa sheni.
What?
The Rashba's not dafka.
Yeah, maybe this could have been the maisa sheni is going to be lav dafka. That's what Tzoyis says. Rashi didn't want to learn like the Rashba because maisa sheni will be lav dafka. Yeah, but now at this point that lav dafka is so small, it's hard to believe that was the whole motivation of Rashi not to learn like the Rashba. The Rashba pshat is more pashut. I mean, in terms of the analogy in terms of being a pirchan shtar kiddushin, the Rashba's mahalach is much more gleimel. Like the Tzoyis points that out. You know, we're making a pirchan shtar kiddushin. Shtar kiddushin about kinyan shtar. Not talking about being paid on a shtar. We're talking about doing kinyan shtar. Being kaddish nisho. And the Gemara makes a pircha. Well, you see by hektish that you can use your kesef has a mile over shtar. The Rashba pshat is much more similar. Kinyan kesef has a mile over kinyan shtar that it works by hektish. Why didn't Rashi learn like the Rashba? Yeah, I don't know. That's now comes a very strong question. I want to touch on something else also before we leave this, and that is the hamaknas issue. What was the Rashi learns the case? What's the case of being paid from the shtar? So the case is that the gizbar and he's selling the hekdesh to the paide. So the paide wants to the paide writes a shtar on the domin. Writes a shtar chayv. And the domin, and you want to be paid the hektish on that shtar. So the Hamakna asks. That's how he sets up the case. Rashi. Yes, the Hamakna, but Rashi, you think Suvas is that you can't be mischayev shtar. So what does it mean that the paide writes a shtar which is mischayev the money to the gizbar? It doesn't work. I mean, it's not valid. His Rashi is that he can only that his chayvus needs a kinyan. Can't be mischayev with such a shtar. So how would you ever have such a shtar? So the Hamakna answered. And then also the Machna Deek and Rashi. Rashi wrote that he wrote a shtar not stam on domin, but on the Dmei HaPigyon. Why did Rashi stress that the shtar is on the Dmei HaPigyon? Not such a big deal, but something. So to answer that, Kasha, the Machna said that actually Rashi learned this shtar had more in it.
Tishtak also said, Hector said probably like the Rashba. So it's a shtar kinyan. Kinyan shtar. So it's a shtar kinyan. And then it is the domim that he's being mischayev are the demei ha-mekach of this kinyan. And that, Rashi, because you could do, even though you can't stop being mischayev with the shtar. But if you have a shtar kinyan that has demei ha-mekach in it, that has the muscle, I buy a field with the shtar. And it said, I buy a field for $1,000. So I become chayev $1,000. We don't say, what do you mean? You can't be mischayev with the shtar. That's not called to be mischayev with the shtar. You're making a kashtar kinyan, and the mekach is mechayev with the demei ha-kinyan. Says the Hamakne, that's the case over here. He wrote in the shtar hektish apodli, so now he has a shtar kinyan on the hektish, and then he's mischayev in the domim, and that's where Rashi stresses it's demei ha-pinyan, meaning it's the domim of this kinyan, and therefore there's no you don't collide with the Rashi in Ksus. That's kind of the Hamakne. So first of all, I don't understand the Hamakne, why he needs to say that he wrote Hector Zepoli in a shtar, in this shtar, and now it's also a shtar kinyan of the Echter Ashba. What? And that's very sus on the Rashi. Rashi didn't say a word of that. He could get the same bang for the buck by saying that he did a kinyan sudder on the poro, whatever it is that he's being played with from the gizmo. So now you have a kinyan. And he's mischayev in the shtar, and he's mischayev in the Dmei HaMekach. And he wrote the shtar, and he's mischayev of the Dmei HaMekach. And that's why it's a valid shtar. And that's where Rashi stresses that it's not stam domim, because again, it's just right domim in the shtar. It's the Dmei HaMekach. In effect, that's what the Hamakni really answered. I don't know why you have to say it's a kinyan shtar. And he wrote in the shtar, Hekdesh Apodli, all of which doesn't really say in Rashi. He could have said the same terror. It's all the Hamakni needed to answer for Rashi. In effect, this is what he's really answering for Rashi. That there is some other kinyan going on over here. The shtar chayv is a shtar chayv on the Dmei HaMekach, but there was also a kinyan on the Mekach. So they made a kinyan. The poide was kind of the hekdesh from the gizmo with that kinyan. Then you wrote a shtar on the Dmei HaMekach, and you can't be poide on the shtar of the Dmei HaMekach because you can't be poide on a Dabar Shein Guf HaMomon. That's a minor bone that I have to pick with the Hamakni. But now I have a major question, which is, kach oy kach, whether you want to say the my nusach or the hamakmus nusach. But I have a new problem. Why is this case not valid? Why is it possible, l'maisa? So Rashi says, because you can't be paid on the shtar chayv. You can't be paid on the, you can only paid on dom and mamish. You can't be paid on the shtar chayv that you wrote on the dom. Kilu, everything else is fine. That's the only problem. I don't understand. It's a bigger problem. We have the Gemara Chavtes. You can't be kinder from Hekdesh with Shar Kinyon. So, how could you use a Suder or a Shtar? Those are Shar Kinyon. You can't be kinder. To be kinder from the Gizbar, that's like Mashach B'mona. You want to be kinder from the Gizbar with a Suder, you want to be kinder from the Gizbar with a Shtar Kinyon, you want to be kinder from the Gizbar with Mashicha, it all doesn't work. So forget the fact that you wrote the domim in a shtar as a chayiv. Even if it be cash, you put cash on the table, and you were meishich the parah from the sudder, and you were meishich the hektish from the gizbar. And you say, I'm now buying the hektish, and I want it to be mechulul on this money. Would it work? No, not because there's a problem with the domim. The domim is fine. You're being played on domim, but there's a problem with the kinyan. The kinyan is not chal because hektish can only be kinder from hektish with kinyan kesef and not with shar kinyonim. So how does Rashi learn this gemara? How does Rashi learn? It's not really that Hamakna's kash now. It's a kash we could just ask on our own. How does Rashi set up the case? You're buying from the gizbar, and you're being paid there on a shtar chayv. But how did you buy from the gizbar? It's a new kash we could ask. What happened in this case in the Gemara? The Gemara is the case in the according to Rashi. The case is you're buying something from the gizbar,
and you want to be paided on a shtachayv. The Machlis is not a stam shtachayv, because that you can't do according to Rashi. It's a shtachayv on this chayv is tmei mekach. Okay, forget about that. Stam, the kach, you're being paid on a shtachayv. So you can't be paid on a shtachayv, because now they're a metal to a goof a moment. I understand. But how did you buy from the Gizbar in the first place? The only kinyan that you can use by Hekadosh is kinyan kesef. Kinyan meshicha does not work from the Gizbar. But midraisa, the only kinyan that works from the hekdesh is kinyan kesef. You didn't give the gizbar kesef. If you gave the gizbar kesef, then the story's over. If you gave him kesef, then there's no problems. Then that's the kesef kinyan, and it's the kesef bidyan, and it's the kesef everything. So you must be doing some other kind of kinyan over here. According to the Machne that you are in the Shtar Hekdesh, the Podui, Kinyan Mashicha, pick your flavor. Whatever it is, it doesn't work by Hekdesh, because Hekdesh can only be kaita with Kinyan Kesef. So why does the Gemara make the problem that you wrote the Kesef into a Shtar Chayiv so it lacks an opinion, because now the Dharma Metaltav Gufa Mammon? Even if you would be paid on cash mamish, you would put cash on the table. It wouldn't be good. Because it would lack in the Maisa Kinyan. How did you do this Kinyan in the first place? According to the Rashba, that's Pshat and Gemara. According to the Rashba, that's the case. You did a Shtar Kinyan. You put cash on the table, but you gave the Gizbar a Shtar Kinyan. Hekdesh Epodi, and it's no good, because that's the Gemara and Daf Chotes. According to the Rashba, that's what our Gemara is exactly saying. But according to Rashi, our Gemara is ignoring the Kinyan problem, and our Gemara is focusing on the Pidyan problem. That you can't be paid on a Shtar Chayv. But in order to be paid at all, even on money, you first have to be kind of in a Gizbar. How is he kinyan min a gizbar if the only kinyan that you can do from a gizbar is a kinyan kesef and not shar kinyan? It sounds to me, unless I'm missing something, in this whole construct over here, it seems like a very glaring problem.
Could you do Kinyan Kesef with a small amount of Kesef, but still owe more money for the Pidyon?
But the Pidyon will be chal in that small amount, you can pay it on a Putta. Not supposed to do it, but you can pay it on a Putta. So whatever money you gave him would be the chal will be chal. What we have to find somehow is a case where he gave him Kinyan Kesef, and the Kinyan was valid because it fulfilled the din of Kinyan Kesef, but the Pinyan is possible because it's there was no Gufa Mama. I want to suggest the following.
It's not so far-fetched. This is really what you saw you were alluding to before.
We have two miyutim, right? We have one miyut from the same pasuk, but they're two different drashas. We have one drasha, the Gemara in Chartes, the drasha in Akesef and Kamloi, that by Hekdesh you have to have Kinyan Kesef. You can't use Mashicha, for example. Not Mashicha, and not Suda, only Kinyan Kesef. Then we have another drasha, Klal or Pat to Klal. Klal or Pat to Klal. That also from the same drasha, that the Pidyon has to be on Shava Kesef. It could be on Shava Kesef, but Dafka. Not on a kakois lamashal. So let me ask you a question. What happens if I go to the gizbar and I say, here's karka. And with this karka, I want to buy the hekdesh. Whatever it is, you know, this hekdesh thing. Now, for pinyin, it won't work, because that's the halacha over here. You can only be paid on Dover Metatel and Lufin Mamet. Can't be paid on karkas. I'm not asking to be paid. I want to buy from the gizbar, then I'll be paid at home. Would the kinyan work? Right? I can do it two steps. It's by the gizbar. I have to buy it out from the gizbar. Then I can be paid. You can be paid. Heck, just it's in my house. I can be paid without asking the gizbar. That's the Tyson of Avakam. So that's what I want to do. I want to go to the gizbar. I'm going to say, here's some karka. I'm doing with you kinyan kesef. And then I'll take the hekdesh home, and I'll be paid it on a dover metal to a gufa moment. So l'chayr, you say, no, can't do that. Because although it's kinyan kesef, but what kind of kesef are you using? You're using kesef that's not a dover metal to a gufa moment, and v'nosan kesef has to be a dover metal to a gufa moment. But maybe that's not true. Since these are two totally different drushas, in the drusha of v'nosan kesef and choftes that says that you have to use kinyan kesef and not shah kinyonim, but kinyan kesef is not divisible. We don't say you have to use kinyan kesef of gufay moman and not and dover metaltel and not kinyan kesef with karka, or not kinyan kesef with the shachar. Kinyan kesef is kinyan kesef. If you can be kaidah hektish with kinyan kesef, then you can be kaidah hektish. It's the same kinyan whether you use shava kesef, metaltel and karkois, whatever you use. It's all the same shava kesef. So mitzad the kinyan, we're mamayt shar kinyonim. But kinyan kesef itself, it doesn't matter what variety of shavu kesef you're using. It's only when we talk about the pinyan, we're not talking about kinyonim, we're talking about the pinyan, the cheftza on which I'm being paid. So then there's halacha that I can only be paid on a dover metal to gufa moment, I can't be paid on karka, I can't be paid on a shtachar. So I think it would make a lot of sense to say that in such a case, that would happen, that would be fine. I could go to hektish, I could say, here's some karka, or here's a shachar. And I want to be kind with kinyan kesef. I want to be kind to the hektish, and that's fine because hektish is nicknamed the kinyan kesef. It won't be podui because this karka can't be used for the pidyon. So fine, but it'll be yotzei miyad gizbar, and I'll have been kind it. Now I'll be hektish in my rishus, and I'll be paid it on my own. The way you paid the ma'aser sheni, even if it's mamon goy, or the way you paid the stama hektish that happens to be that you didn't yet give to the gizbar. But you go where the Gemara says, and Tosfos said, brings the Gemara in Yevamos, you just be paid it, it's beyond it to be paid it. So Mela will say, that's the case over here with the Gizbar. We don't need the Hamat, forget the Hamat. Right. You know how you were kind of the Hektus from the Gizbar? With the Shtachayv. You gave him a Shtachayv. The Shtachayv is, for the Kenyan, it's fine. Because it's Shavah Kesef. It's not a dover metal to gufa moment. It's not gufa moment. So what? For kinyan kesef, all we need is that should be kinyan kesef. Kinyan kesef it is. A shtachayv is like karka. It's kinyan kesef. It's shava kesef. So for the kinyan from the gizbar, we're okay. But says Rashi, but it's not podui because the pidyon can only be chal on a dover metal to gufa moment. I think that's the answer. That's the answer. It's not like the Amakna. Amakna said you wrote Hektizeh, you wrote into the star that Hektizeh Hektizeh Podi. He says like the Rashi. Rashi really agrees to the Rashi, you wrote in the star Hektizeh Podi. If you wrote in the star Hektizeh Podi, then the Kinyan is no good. The Rashi says the Necham, that's what the Gemara is saying, the Kinyan is no good. But according to Rashi, traveling the Gemara is not saying the Kinyan is no good, the Gemara is saying the Pinyan is no good because I don't know if it's not good for a moment. But the Kinyan was fine. So it can't be that it was Kinyan Shtar. Kinyan Shtar is not fine. It has to have been Kinyan Kesef. But if it was Kinyan Kesef, then that was the Pinyan. The Torah says, you gave him the Shtar Chayv. That's the Mashmoyser Rashi. Rashi didn't say there was other Kinyanim over here. You gave him the Shtar Chayv. For the Kinyan, it's enough. Because it's Kinyan Kesef. But it's not Podui, because it's not Gufimam. It's a Shtar Chayv. Shtar Chayv is not Gufimam. Not Dovra Metafel, Gufimam. Now, there's a side issue. I guess the Emmet, that's just the pshat, according to Rashi. Now, but this is just a side issue. It comes out that this shtar chayv is actually the thing with which I'm making the kinyan. It's also the shtar chayv and the dmei hamekach.
because, you know, we had the Rashi in Suvas. You can't stam as they write a shtar chayv. You can't just write stam as chayv in a shtar. What makes it a valid chayv is because it's just like that I think that Mark is right. It's his chayv under the Demei HaMekach. The Loshon Rashi is that way. He's a mischayv under the Demei HaMekach. So it's a little bit strange. It's a little bit of a strange instrument over here. This shtar chayv makes the kinyan, and it's also, because it's Shabbat Kesef, so it's able to be used to make the kinyan. And then it's also the hischaibus and the demea mekach that's triggered by the kinyan. It's a shtar and the hischaibus and the demea mekach that's triggered by the kinyan. So it sort of pulls itself up by its own bootstraps. This thing makes the kinyan, and it also is the shtar and the hischaibus that results from the kinyan. And because there's such a hischaibus, it's shavah kesef, and therefore it makes the kinyan and go around the surface. But okay, I think that's maybe we could just live with that. That's not so terrible. It's all chalke echad. It's a good star kinyan because it's shavah kesef, and because it's a good star kinyan, you're mischayv in the mea mekach, and because you're mischayv in the mea mekach, so that's recorded in the star. The star now records the ischayvus in the mea mekach, which makes it worth something, which makes it shavah kesef, which makes it the thing that the shavah kesef, which you did the kinyan kesef, and calls that it's all boim keechad. That's not so terrible. It's interesting how that is, but that's not so terrible.
It'd be a lot better if you said the other
Acharon
and then Rashi.
Yeah, right. Because it's Stam Mischayv. But then it's the Loshna Rashi is that you wrote in the Shtar is Chayv is not Stam Mischayv. It's only Chayv is on the Dmei HaPidyon. That actually means, you know, the Dmei HaNefach. But anyway, that's like a, you know, it's a self-contained issue. But as far as the pshat over here is concerned, I think this is the main thing I want to bring out. The Hamakna understood that the kinyan was some other kinyan. Anyway, because we said it. Okay. Why? Point to Rashba, you're not using kinyan of shtar chayiv. You're using a shtar that's an act as a podic. It's a regular shtar kinyan. It's what kinyan? What? Right. Rashba asked on Rashi that how could you, if it's mashba in this gemara, that by kiddushin you could be mekadosh with the shtar chayiv. Yeah, but that good for the Rashba is you can't do kinyan kesef with the shtar chayiv.
That's why he begins Rashi.
What? Yeah.
Rashi has to be assuming that you can do a
kinyan kesef
with the
shtar chayiv
because of the fact that it's only
chisaron
and
right. Rashi's going to have to hold that you could do a kinyan kesef with the shtar chayiv. Right. Not like I said the other day. The other day, I thought Rashi might agree you can't do a kinyan kesef with the shtar chayiv. But the Gemara didn't want to make the pircha from Kiddushin, wanted to make the pircha from something that hasn't come out, however, couple came out. Now it comes out that in Rashi himself it's muchuch that you could use a shtar chayiv for kinyan kesef, because that has to be the kinyan over here. Okay, in Chanam, that'll be muchuch. But according to Rashi, you can make a kinyan with a shtar chayiv, not like I said, in Chanam, to fix that up. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop here. And so I want to go on.